Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by John Andorf. We are going to be talking about the holiday toy drive. So, John, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So, this is with New Opportunities of Dallas County. First of all, just take me through a little bit of your history with New Opportunities and this toy drive.
Like so many people, my wife and I started off small by donating a few small toys to the toy drive in Perry. And then when we retired, we wanted to see if we could help out with the toy drive more than just by donating a few toys. So we met with the people out at New Opportunities and discussed how we could help. So we started off by putting collection boxes around town. And then after a year or so, it grew. We kind of took over putting the collection boxes out, helping with doing some fundraising in town, and then picking up the toy boxes and helping out with the distribution of the actual toys. And so it kind of grew gradually and been doing it for a number of years now.
Now, take me through the toy drive itself. What all is involved with that, and how can people get involved?
The toy drive starts in October with New Opportunities taking applications from families. Basically, what the application consists of is number of children they have and their ages, of course, and kind of their general interest in toys, what the child or children might want. They process those. And then what happens about the 1st of November, after having contacted businesses and different industries in town here, my wife and I start putting out the toy boxes for collection. They run through 1st of November, and we'll be picking some of them up at least Friday of this week, December 1st, so that we can get things ready for our distribution. Actually, the distribution to the families takes place a week from Friday. That'd be December 8th. So in the interim, we have to collect the toys and sort them out by boy, girl, and ages. And also, a very important part of the collection is that the actual Toys for Tots, the Marine Corps that we've all heard so much about over the years, they do a fantastic job all across the country. They also donate toys, but unfortunately, with having a need for about 300 plus children this year in Perry, their toys need to be supplemented with other toys. So we have to collect more toys for children ages infant through 14. So also what we do is some fundraising, and we try and get additional funds to supplement so we can buy additional toys. But how people can help, to get more specifically to your question, is we still have toy boxes out this week. They are located at various businesses in town, and we'd certainly welcome more contributions in those toy boxes. And also, we take money to help supplement any areas of need that we don't get enough toys. For example, sometimes we don't get enough toys for the older kids, the 10 to 14 year olds, because everybody, and I understand this, has a lot of interest in buying toys for small children. And I can understand that. Sometimes I have done that myself in the past, but we also want to get toys for the older children. So it takes more money sometimes to do that. So we supplement with the money we collect. Anybody can donate additional toys or money yet right now.
All right. Now, speaking of that additional money, last week I actually met you at a Trek presentation at Fairway, and that wasn't the only one that you've received recently, correct?
Correct. Fairway had a Trek presentation, and also Hy-Vee had a Trek presentation to me personally. What happens there is, as so many of you know, because you've probably contributed, the week before Thanksgiving, both Fairway and Hy-Vee do what we call a holiday roundup, in that they ask their customers to round up their purchase to the next dollar. So we started that a year ago, and both stores were very generous in continuing that this year. That's a very helpful contribution to the overall toy drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk a little bit more about New Opportunities, because I know that the toy drive isn't the only thing that they do over the holidays, correct?
Correct. They also do a couple of other things. Food baskets, they do those for Thanksgiving, and they also do food baskets for Christmas. I'm not sure how many applications they had this year, but they also do food basket drives. So they could probably still use some more money for that, too. Also, another thing they do, and I'm sure they probably are still looking for more people to take some families, what they do is get the name of a whole family. Sometimes it's mom and several children. Sometimes it's mom and dad and the children. And they put down what they need and some of their wants. And then basically what happens is community members can adopt a family and go out and shop for that family. So those are two big things that New Opportunities do for the holidays.
All right. And then as far as the distribution, do you just take it door to door, like on the Friday that you mentioned, December 8th?
No, actually, it's quite a process. What happens is we collect the toys, and then we see what we have, and then we supplement the areas that we need with the cash that I referred to earlier to buy additional toys. So what will happen in the next week? It'll be a very busy week. Starting Friday, I will go out and collect some of the toys here in town, but we'll still leave the toy boxes out in case people want to contribute, because we have need up to the last minute, even beyond the 8th. But we'll collect the toys, take them out to New Opportunity, and then on Monday, the actual Marine Corps toys for Tots will arrive. And what we do is sort all those toys. We set up tables around New Opportunity, their church area, and we arrange them by boy, girl, and age. And then what we also do for some of the bigger donations, like this year we have so far 4 bikes and a couple of tablets and some little riding toys and about 13 different things that we draw for. So what happens then, families can also put their name in for a drawing and get a nice bigger prize for some of their children. But back to the actual distribution, we put the toys around the room. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll have people come out and help my wife and I. And we will bag up the toys, again, working off the application that tells us the age of the children, and try and get the best match we can with the toys we have available. And we put those in a big black bag. And then we number those. It's the same number, of course, that's on the application. So we work on that Tuesday and Wednesday. Then Thursday, we kind of go through it one more time and make sure that everything's accurate. And if we have some toys that we didn't go through the first time, we go through the bags again. We hope to have enough toys so that, and this usually works out pretty good, each child can have what we call one bigger toy. Like maybe a girl would have a nice doll and a younger boy would have a nice action figure or truck or tractor or something. Then plus at least a couple of smaller toys. And oftentimes we have enough games, we can give each family a game too. So we try and give each child like several things plus maybe a game or a book too for the family.
That sounds very similar to making a list and checking it twice. But
that's exactly what it is, yeah. It's a busy process, but it's a fun process.
Yeah, sounds like it. Now, one last thing I wanted to talk about is the donations that you received from other places, like corporations, other service clubs, that sort of thing. What sort of donations have you received for that?
Besides the grocery stores that we've already covered, Progressive Foundry has been helpful the last number of years with making a cash donation, as well as Weis made some cash donations over the last couple of years. Then also Farm Credit, their employees have taken upon themselves for quite a few years to collect toys, and they make a sizable contribution. The hospital takes 25 to 40 families. They adopt and buy toys for those families. And Percival started last year doing a toy collection similar to what Farm Credit does. Their employees contribute lots of toys for the toy drive. And then this year, the Perry Chamber has also given us some Perry Bucks to give to the older kids. So it's been great for the industries and also service clubs. Perry Elks, just this last Saturday, brought me lots of nice toys for our toy drive. And the retired teachers, which my wife is a member of, they're always very generous in giving us some cash and giving us lots of toys. And Lions Club usually gives us a cash donation. So we've been very fortunate in terms of having lots of support all around Perry.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, John Andorf, anything else that you wanted to mention today about New Opportunities or the Toy Drive?
Just, it's a great cause. And if you have any questions or wish to donate anything, you can certainly give me a call. My number is 465-5803. I talk to myself or my wife, Linda, and we'll be happy to accommodate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with John Andorf. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.